Okay, let's get started. We'll do a quick chazara. I want to make two quick adjustments to mahalach number two. I got to add two small things. I got to fix the rashash. I got to fix something else. We'll get started. We had seen the Mishnah. There are basically two din. One is din of a sukkah yishana. Sukkah yishana is a problem. A sukkah chadash is not a problem. A sukkah yishana could be a problem according to Beis Shammai. Something was not done lishma. There seem to be two variables in the Mishnah. One was lishma, one was sukkah yishana. And we have pointed out, it could be the really two separate, names of din, but fundamentally it's all the same din. And that's what Rashi had suggested. It's all l'shem mitzvah sukkah, the standard classic lishma needed by many other situations. That's l'chor shita. That's Rashi. You need lishma. If it's in it's tosh shlosh miyom, you have stama lishma. Why do you have stama lishma? One could have argued because 30 days is the classic time period. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it's shlosh miyom kod machag sholim hilchas hakag. Kod machag, etc. That's what that did over there. And that was mahalach number one. That was Shita's Rashi. We pointed out, we had no major problems on Shita's Rashi, but textually there were a couple soft spots. We pointed out the concept of Sukkah Yishana, if the Mishnah really wanted to teach at the din of Lishma, so Sukkah Yishana wouldn't have been necessarily the best example to bring. In other words, if you were writing a Mishnah and you wanted to teach the din of Lishma, would you have quoted Sukkah Yishana first? I probably would not have. Could be the word Sukkah Yishana sounded like they had a life of their own. It sounded like they were an independent halacha, maybe even different from Lishma. That was the trigger for mahalach number two. Mahalach number two was essentially that there are two deen. One is the din of a Sukkah Yishana, which if it's not a Sukkah Yishana, if it's a Sukkah Chadash, automatically it's kosher. If it's Toch Shlosh and Yom, it's kosher automatically, even if maybe you have negative kavan, negative Lishma. Then there's the other din, which is Sukkah Yishana, if it's older than 30 days, then there's a second din of Lishma. Why would a Sukkah Chadasha rather automatically be okay? Where does it come from? So you had two possibilities. 2A, as we called it, was there's an automatic Lishma. The Torah gives Lishma. The Balabas, the Bona has Sukkah, the Yoshev, the Sukkah, it doesn't need to give Lishma. There's an automatic Lishma because it's in such a close proximity to the holiday. And then we suggested a more chadshani approach, a more mechudishnik approach, a second approach, which is that maybe the problem is if it's been around for so long, it's no longer diras arat. There were two small problems with Mishita. Number one of them is a problem with Mishita. Number two is just a small tikkun in the rush, in the rashash. If it really is a problem of circus arai, does Beis Shammai mandate Sukkah Sarayim, Hasel Sukkah Keva? There are other places, other indications that maybe Beis Shammai mandates or allows for release of Sukkah Keva. There are other places, maybe the Gemara Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, there are other places where Beis Shammai may allow for Sukkah Keva. We'll have to figure out a way to solve that problem. At the end of the world, there would be an obstacle, a hurdle to overcome. We could suggest, even if Beis Shammai in other places needs a Sukkah Keva, here he's calling it a Sukkah Sarayim, we need because at the end of the day, even if you need a Sukkah Keva, it could be they're different, the names, Keva and Arai, a little bit of a soft spot, but it could be the names Keva and Arai mean different things in different contexts. It could be certain situations he requires Keva, certain situations he requires Arai, certain things. In other words, the Sukkah, the terminologies don't work all the way through Shas. I'm not sure. In any event, that was one possible problem, I think, what Hashamai. He raised the problem. But the Gemara says that Beis Shammai needs a Sukkah's Keva. How can you say he passes the Sukkah's Keva? The answer is there are gradations within Keva. Certain Sukkah's Kevas are okay, and certain are certainly not okay. Maybe you can go along those lines. He pointed out, is there any support for this second Mahalach in Rishonim? Again, it's a big Chiddush. So I have two possible supports. Number one is the way the Rith had broken up the Mishnah, the way the Mishnahites had broken up the fact that they connected to the Mishnah on that base may have been some support that there is a concept of Diras Keva versus Diras Arai. Additionally, there was maybe a possibility that you learned the Gzeres HaKasim from Shivas Yamin. At the time I quoted the Rashash, not having remembered the Rashash so carefully, if I'm not even mistaken, Rose had reminded us about the Rashash. It wasn't exactly the Rashash, but it may be the Beis Yosef that the Rashash quotes. Let me just talk out the Rashash, and you'll see what I'm talking about, and we'll move into Mahalach number three. The Rashash is trying to figure out what's the source for Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel who believes.
Number one.
Beis Hillel who believes that you can sit in the Sukkah on Kol HaMoed, you can sit in the Sukkah on Kol HaMoed, where does that thing come from?
So the Rosh Hashanah is convinced to come to the Pasuk of Chag.
Now we appointed that the Pasuk was
Chag HaSukos HaAseh LeOf Shiva Yomim.
We pointed out maybe the drasha comes from Chag HaSukos. And that will say actually maybe the Rosh Hashanah.
It could be the Ra'ah as well.
Let me show it comes from Chag HaSukos. It was possibly came from Pasalacha. Where do we see that? That was maybe Rashi.
Maybe this is the three. If that is the most important thing, Nayim.
And now it's going to come from Shivas Yamin. And that could be possibly the Beis Yosef with the Rosh Hashanah. We'll see. The Rosh Hashanah says it comes from Chag, so it comes from the word Chag. And he points out, makes the, doesn't hold chesh, but the word Chag, according to Bisham, it teaches me a Sukkah Yishan, according to Hillel, Beis Hillel teaches me a Sukkah that can be built on Chol HaMoed. What then do you learn from Shivat Yomim? And the Rosh Hashanah continues, he says, that Bisham, Rebbe Lezer learns out that you can't make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. And what do the Chachamim do with it? He says they learn like Rabbi Yehuda and Avraham Gimel. It's a sort of story that you can use a sukkah. You can make a sukkah on a gamal. You know, I'm sorry, you cannot make a sukkah on a gamal. And if you build a sukkah on a gamal, it's possible because it needs to be a sukkah, a suya l'shivas yamim. It has to be ra'oy l'shivas yamim. It has to be a sukkah ra'uy l'shivas yamim. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah basically learns from Chag HaSukkos. Then the Rosh Hashanah quotes the Beis Yosef and says, according to the Beis Yosef, Beis Hillel learns from what? Shivas Yamin. And the Rosh Hashanah disagrees with Beis Yosef. He says, there's no way that's possible. It's impossible that Beis Yosef can learn from Shivas Yamin. Why? Because if we assume, like the Rosh Hashanah does, that Beis Shammai is not learning from Shivas Yamin, rather is learning from Chag, if Beis Shammai is learning his din of Sukkah Yishan from Chag HaSukkos, and Beis Hillel is learning his din from Shivas Yamin, so how can the Gemara say that Beis Shammai needs this, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai use the same pasuk for different things, for different parts of the pasuk? And that is Kasha on the Beis Yosef. And therefore, again, if Beis Hillel, here's the problem, if Beis Hillel learns from Shivas Yamin, and Beis Shammai learns from Chag, so how can you tell me they're learning from the same part of the pasuk? So what the Rosh Hashanah does, it says that you see from here that the Beis Yosef is wrong. It must not come from Shivas Yamim, rather they both come from Chag. The Beis Yosef learned that they come from Shivas Yamim. How would he defend himself? I wanted to suggest, and again, I just left my mind yesterday, but this is what I had in mind when I prepared him a few weeks before. Apologies. Maybe the Beis Yosef learned that they both come from Shivas Yamim. How the Beis Yosef deflect the Rosh Hashanah's kasha? He would say, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both learn out from the pasuk of Shivas Yamim. And where, what? How could you learn out a Sukkah Yishan from Shivas Yamim? The answer is Shivas Yamim reflects the fact that it is a Sukkah Arai. It can't be forever. It's enough that it's a Dira. It's enough that it's significant and real enough that it's a Halachic Sukkah, but it can't be from a Sukkah Yishan. It's really the Beis Yosef, not the Rosh Hashanah. Just wanted to correct it. Look at the Beis Yosef, the Rosh Hashanah worked carefully today, and just to make that correction. And therefore, so far, we have two major mahalakim as to what's wrong with the Sukkah Yishanah. The first one was, it's not Lishma, which is Rashi, based upon the pasuk of either Lashem or Hatelecha, and that's how Rashi seems to learn the drasha. We do have a second possibility, the Shivas Yamin, which maybe is the Pshat the Beis Yosef. And momentarily, we'll look at the third mahalak, which maybe comes to the word Chag HaSukkos, which we'll open up in a second. A third possibility as to what's wrong with the Sukkah Yishanah. I'm going to move on to the Kasha later on. I'm going to get into the third mahalak. Okay. And Soloveitchik, if you saw the piece inside, was bothered by a few of these kashas that we had, textual things that we had brought up. When Soloveitchik was bothered by the principle of Sukkah Yishanah, again, why not just call it Sukkah Shalom Lishma? Is Sukkah Yishanah the best way to capture Shalom Lishma? L'chora, no, maybe there's some other idea. Soloveitchik was bothered by that kasha, as well as a different kasha, which is, if you look at the Gemara never says it has to be L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. The Gemara never calls it L'shem Chova Sukkah. What does the Gemara call it? Huh? L'shem Chag. In other words, Soloveitchik has a brand new theory. It's not L'shem Mitzvah, but rather it's L'shem Chag. Or in other words, just to point out the goal is to make it for the Chag of Sukkot and not for the Mitzvah of Sukkot itself. Now, what does that mean? What are the differences? Are there any differences between L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah versus L'shem Korban Sukkah? There will be two napkamines. Mr. Salvechik suggests them both. I'll get to it in a minute. I just wanted to suggest that maybe the theory of making it L'shem Chag solves a lot of other problems as well. Let me share with you some of the other problems it solves. Again, why call it a Sukkah Yishana if the real problem is Sukkah L'sholo L'shma and the Salvechik address? Why put the Mishnah in another problem? More than that, the presentation of the Mishnah that a Sukkah Yishana is possible unless it's L'shma, according to Rashi, which is really the primary din, L'shma or Sukkah Yishana? L'shma. According to Rashi, one could have argued the Mishnah should have said something along the lines of, make a Sukkah L'shma, and within 30 days, his stomach is done L'shma. You get the impression that there's a Sukkah Yishana, according to the new order of salvation. The Sukkah Yishana problem is that what? It doesn't automatically become the shame for Sukkah. In other words, it doesn't automatically become the shame for Sukkah. In other words, the salvation theory is that you have to make a Sukkah the shame Sukkah. If it's done within 30 days, automatically it's done the shame Sukkah. That's what the Sukkah Yishana is. A Sukkah Yishana is one that doesn't have that automatic making it the shame, kind of thing. And if not, you can just make L'shem Chag. Again, if it's with the Lashon of L'shem Chag, if it's with Sukkah Yishana, I'll suggest also, we have pointed out, where were the Pesukim found? What context were these Pesukim in that the Gemara makes drashas from? You remember that? What? They were about, not about the mitzvah of Sukkah, but rather about the Chagim. That can also support Rabbi Salvation's theory. Don't we need drashas from a Pesuk about Sukkah to teach me Dinim about Sukkah? Rabbi Salvechik theoretically could have answered what? No, because why? This is not about the mitzvah of Sukkah, it's about the chag of Sukkah. Correct. Lastly, Rabbi Salvechik suggests as well, we're bothered by the problem, how did Beis Shammai learn, like Rabbi Eliezer, that you can make a Sukkah, then you cannot make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Remember correctly, Rebbe Lezer said, "Meshamis Smiulhuk Rebbe Lezer, Damer Ein Osin Sukkah B'Chol Shamoi." The Ritva had asked the Kasha. What was the Ritva's Kasha? Doesn't Rebbe Lezer use the pasuk of Chag Sukkah Lashem Paselcha Shivat Yamin? Doesn't he use that? And maybe one can argue that if we're learning from the words Chag HaSukkah, like the Rashash and the Ra'ah seemingly do suggest, maybe Chag HaSukkah means make it L'shem Chag. What does it require L'shem Chag? If it's for the holiday of Sukkot, what should it be? Shouldn't make a difference if it's 7 days or not. But if it's L'shem Chag, how long is the Chag? 7 days, exactly where it was today. Meaning it could be both Dinim of Sukkah Yishana and L'shem Chag come out if it's L'shem, the holiday of Sukkot. How do I know? In other words, the goal is to make a Sukkah for the holiday of Sukkot. How long should it be then? All 7 days, because the holiday is all 7 days. Masha Egin, it would be L'shem Mitzvah. Then it wouldn't have to be all 7 days. Then you could learn out both meetings together. Therefore, there is have to find some other answer. According to Rabbi Salvechik, being that L'shem Chag, certainly it has to be a Sukkah designed for all 7 days can be made during Chol HaMoed. That answers most of the major problems on the Gemara. Hang on 1 second. Let me throw out my Salvechik to two napkaminas. I'll tell you one more move my Salvechik did. I'm going to switch to the power. The Salvechik then threw out two napkaminas. Napkamina number one was, according to Beis Shammai, and therefore, of course, it's not accepted by Halacha. If you make a Sukkah for a woman, that's your kavanah. Would you be yotzei or not? What does he suggest? Yeah. If it's l'shem mitzvah, presumably not, because women are not chag. If it's l'shem chag, it could be for anyone. Or more than that, if a woman would make the Sukkah, what would you suggest? Say napkamina. A woman who is chayiv in the holiday can generate a Sukkah that's L'shem Chag. But a woman who is not chayiv in sukkah or a katan whoever presumably could not make the mitzvah the same sukkah. And therefore, what we have is two yunafkaminas. We have three bases in the halakim over here. You have Rashi, who believes everything is about classic l'shem mitzvah. We have Rabbi Soloveitchik, who says there's a brand new thing called l'shem chag, based upon, and that's why sukkah, that's like the din of sukkah yeshana. In other words, the sukkah yeshana is the best example to show that it's not l'shem chag, because there's no automatic proximity. It doesn't automatically become kosher because it's not, there's no proximity to the chag. A sukkah chadasha automatically is l'shem chag because of the chronological proximity. And therefore, Rashi would be focusing more on the part of l'shem. The Rav focused more on the part of sukkah yeshana, and l'shem fits right into that beautifully. And in the middle of Mahalach said there were two dinim, one of sukkah yeshana and one of l'shem mitzvah. You follow that? It was just conceptually, Rashi took this mahalach. We built two different mahalachs, and we took this mahalach and put it over here. You follow that? In other words, what are we focusing on? L'shem mitzvah? There are two different words in the Mishnah. There's l'shem mitzvah, and then there's sukkah yeshana. According to Rashi, he called that l'shem mitzvah. Mahalach number two was they're really two different meanings. Mahalach number three is that it's really all about l'shem chag, and that's what sukkah yeshana is all about. And then l'shem at the end kind of follows and do the other way. I will do it so far. Call me. You with me? Good? Yeah? So you with me? Yeah? Good. Stage, you good? Are you with me? Yeah? Okay. I just want to add in one more little nakuda. But the Soloveitchik, two more nakuda, sorry. But the Soloveitchik then took what I thought was a term that I didn't understand. He then said these two mahalchim, l'shem chag and l'shem mitzvah, may link up to, what did he link it up to? Well, the two different psukim. The Havamina versus the Maskana. I didn't see anywhere in the psukim that led one way versus the other way. But that's what he did. I feel pretty clear what the Talmudic said. That's what he printed in Rishim Hashirim. He thought that the first thing was his own Lashem, and the second one was like Rashi. I didn't see the linkage. And beyond not seeing the linkage, at the end of the day, he's concluding that Rashi is Lamaskana, so his whole work falls away in the Havamina. I don't know why he did that, but that's what he did. Do you follow that? But Soloveitchik said, if there really are two L'shem, one L'shem Chag and one L'shem Chag and one L'shem Mitzvah, maybe the two different Rashis of Chag HaSukos Shivas Yamim L'Hashem or Chag HaSukos Paselach HaShivas Yamim, if those are the two different drushas, maybe they reflect this hakira itself. Maybe the Gemara itself brought two psukim because they represent the two different ideas. That's what he wants to suggest. What? You hear that? In other words, l'shem chag is the first drusha. That's l'shem. The positive. The pasulcha, that's l'shem, the mitzvah psukim. I don't know why he linked that. I don't see it in the psukim at all. More than that, when the Gemara quotes the drasha of sukkah shivas sukkah, I'm sorry. When the Gemara quotes the drasha of sukkah asui l'shem chag ba'inan, it's the exact same drasha that they pull up from the first pasuk and from the second pasuk, which would further indicate that that's not the difference between these two pasukim. And thirdly, he loses everything he gained by saying that l'shem chovah. L'shem HaChag is only in the first pasuk, but l'maskana, you learn like Rashi, he walks out having gained almost nothing because the whole thing got rejected in the Havamina. Nonetheless, that's what my Soloveitchik did. I thought you didn't have to go that far, and I want to take a little bit of a curveball over there. According to this theory, and here's my own addition, I thought it was very helpful. Of course, no addition, if you think about it, we had two psukim. One was Chag HaSukkot Shivas Yamim Lashem, and one was Chag HaSukkot Haselecha Shivas Yamim. By the way, the only two pesukim in the Chumash that are called sukkahs are kach ha-sukkahs. Everything else is called kach ha-sukkahs. which right away may indicate something along the lines of the Rashash and the Ra'ah, that the drasha comes from the word Chag HaSukkah as opposed to anywhere else. Although, I'd like to sharpen it a little bit. If you notice, what comes up twice? Chag HaSukkah and Shivat Yamim are the only words that come up in both drashas. That may just be by chance. However, I'd like to suggest, not like the Beis Yosef, that the drasha comes from Shivat Yamim, not like Rashi and the Sifri, that the drasha comes from either Pasal Cha or Hashem, depending on the Havi and Maskana, and not even like the Rashash and the Ra'ah, who seem to learn from Chag HaSukkah. I'd like to put a fourth possibility, breaking the assumption that it has to come from one of those parts, and suggest maybe it comes from everything. It comes from Chag HaSukkah and Shivat Yamim. And you want to know why the Torah quoted these two psukim? Because these are the only psukim that have what? Chag HaSukkah and Shivat Yamim. If you pull this move off, you gain a few things. Let's take a step back. What was Rabbi Soloveitchik's huge hitch? That the sukkah has to be made what? That is what? The Shem HaChag, but not the Shem Chag, the Shem Chag for all 7 days. If you think about it, how did Rabbi Soloveitchik combine Beis Shammai and Rabbi Lezer together? The answer is there's two parts of the din. One is the Lishma part, and number two is the Shivas Yamim part. Maybe you need both parts of the pasuk. And if this is correct, something unbelievable comes out. What comes out that's unbelievable? We were bothered. If you remember, Rav Sheshes did something interesting. What did Rav Sheshes do? He quoted two different people. Remember that? Rav Sheshes in the Gemara quoted both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Remember that? Yeah, the quote in the Gemara. What was the question we asked? Why quote both of them? What might the answer be? Yeah, maybe. In other words, if Beis Shammai really used both words in the pasuk, so you have to find, according to Beis Hillel, someone who uses both words in the pasuk. Which words, look inside the Gemara, which words does Rabbi Akiva seem to really focus on? Huh? What? Shivas Yamim. What words does Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra really focus on? What? Chag HaSukkah. Chag HaSukkah. Maybe the reason why Rav Sheshes brought both is because I think Beis Shammai was based upon two different words, two different parts. Therefore, when Beis Hillel responds, he has to respond based upon two different parts. I thought that worked out very nicely. Stupid, you hear the board? You like it? I liked it a lot when I thought of it. And then Yaakov here, Shiv. You like it or no? You look a little bit less excited.
No.
Where did we lose you? You're thinking about it still. Shall Yaakov hear it? Yeah. Meaning, I'm suggesting, according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, the idea is that you have to build a sukkah for the Chag of Sukkot, which is a 7-day period. There are really two parts to that idea. One part is that the Chag, that the sukkah has to be L'shem Chag, that comes from Chag HaSukkot. And number two is it has to be for the entire Chag, all 7 days long. In order to teach both those dimensions, you need two parts of the pasuk. The only two psukim in all of Chumash which have these two words in them, Chag HaSukkah and Shiva Sivim, are these two psukim. Therefore, the Gemara, which knows Beis Shammai's two different parts of the idea, can only use psukim that have these two words in them. Then the Gemara says Beis Hillel needs it, and we're shocked because Rav Sheshes quotes two different people. Why did he quote two different people? Why did he need both? And the suggestion I'd like to make is based off Rabbi Soloveitchik, standing on the shoulders of Gedolim, I'd like to suggest, maybe, because since Beis Shammai need both parts of the Pesukim for his din, they still have to use both parts of the Pesukim as well for some other din. And that is the din of the Asei Sukkah are Aser for Shivas Yamim, just like a Chag is, so too the Sukkah is. And we're using all parts of the Pesukim. What's nice about it is it explains why, by chance, you don't need an explanation, but by chance, the only two psukim that call it Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim in there, that's the two psukim that are used, Isn't it such a coincidence that all these words are used twice? Isn't it really weird that Beis-Hillel needs both? That I think is a theory. Then I have a couple, I'll call them cheesy rides. The reason why I call them cheesy is because they work out nicely, but they have to be tested with the rest of the shot, which I have not done. Let me just make sure people are with me so far. So yeah, we hear it?
Wait, the Rav uses both parts of the
The Rav doesn't discuss that so far.
But you're saying that you think
the Rav just developed a theory called L'shem Chag. And says L'shem Chag is how Beis Shammai and Rav Elezer can learn the same din. Now, I asked what part of Sukkot, the Rav didn't touch that. And I'm suggesting, not maybe one could argue like the Rosh Hashanah and the Ra'ah that's all from Chag HaSukkos, or maybe one could use two different parts of Pasuk. One is Chag HaSukkos and two is Shivat Yomim. Once you know this, it's no longer a coincidence that the only two Pasukim in the Gemara quotes are from words that have these words. And now no longer am I baffled with why the Gemara randomly quoted it from Yehuda ben Sema. What was he adding in? The answer is it's a whole other dimension which is needed because you got two Pasukim there, you got two Pasukim there. This is my own chiddush based upon the Rav. Chris, do you like it a lot? What?
According to two different parts of the same topic, we can do that, right?
What can't you do on that check?
I don't think we need to put a whole other three parts to
Are you bothered that it comes from Chag and Hasukkah, which is Shemot and Yom? In other words, I think the point is that when you make whatever you're doing with Shem Chag, the point has to all Shabbat Yom. I think that's the point. I thought people were more excited about this. I got really excited. Wait, do you like this? Yeah, I can see you like that. Yes, Philip, what's the problem?
No problem. And I'm trying to say that the part that
you... The Salvation didn't discuss which part
you learned about. You were saying that both points were reflected in the description over there? The Shem Chag and the Shem Mitzvah
were reflected. Salvation went off and said something else about the Sukkim, which is maybe the first part that represents this idea and the second part that represents that idea. I couldn't figure out how Hashem was more about the Chag and Hashem was more about the Sukkim. I hear you want to kind of defend the Rav that point. I think the Rav was great. I think the deal of Sukkot Yishan is a brilliant deal. I think L'shem Chag versus L'shem Mitzvah is a brilliant deal. I think my own expansion to the fact that the Pesukim are no longer about the Mitzvah, about the Chag, I think that's great also. And I think the double part of Pesukim, which solves the Rav Sheshish issue, I just feel, again, this is maybe, I get really excited. I like the ideas. What I like is, according to every other sheet out there, it's difficult to imagine myself writing the text the way they did unless this Yisod is correct. I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying that's why I see it. Let me just add a few more. I'll call them the cheesy riots, and then we'll take and make it one step broader, which I think is even cooler. If you notice, and this I don't know if it's always true, this may be, again, has to be tested in chat. It's unlikely it's true, but I was thinking about it. Oh, hold on. One more good ride, type of thing. If this is correct, basically the Gemara we discussed is that Beis Shammai has a brand new idea of L'shem Hachag. It doesn't have L'shem Mitzvah. That takes us all the way down until the end of the Drash. Then the Gemara asks Akasha, with Beis Hillel left, Leiluhu the Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yehuda Amarav. Can we tell the Gemara at the end? Beis Hillel rejects this notion of Beis Shammai. And at the end of the Gemara asks, does he not hold it from Yehuda Amarav? What concept is of Yehuda Amarav? Because of the Gemara at the end? Not really. It's not Makar. What? Sits a standard Lishma of regular mitzvahs. What kash is this? I think the point is, once the Gemara establishes Beis Hillel has a unique din of L'shem Cho, L'shem Chag, Beis Hillel rejected in its entirety, then the Gemara says, well, does Beis Hillel have standard L'shem Mitzvah? The answer is no as well. But the question is coming from a totally different angle. Now that we know Beis Hillel rejects Beis Shammai, that he rejects the concept of L'shem Mitzvah. And that's brought from different Amaron, from the Yehuda Amarav. Why? Because it's a different idea that Gemara is talking about. And the simple shot is, yeah, Beit Hillel rejects that also. He doesn't have to use it, but there's a concept of something to do, we'll talk about that later on. But again, the question is, once we discuss Beit Hillel's new chiddush, and Beit Hillel, and Beit Shammai's new chiddush, but Beit Hillel rejects that, does Beit Hillel have the regular din or not? Okay, a few more quick points. This is my, you should know when I teach, this is my non-brisker style coming out. This is my, my more brisker classical style, which we'll get to talking about Beit Hillel. This is my more textual style, which really wants to solve every single textual word in the Gemara, which is why I got excited about this word. I think it's powerfully solved every textual problem along the way. A couple of the, I call them the cheesy rides, a couple of quick small things. Then we'll get to the Yushan, which I think is very good also. If you notice, I don't know if this is really true or not. You ever notice that sometimes the Gemara brings a pasuk and rejects it, brings a different pasuk instead? Oh, wait, hang on, one more thing. One more good thing also. If the drasha really comes from Chag HaSukkos and Shivat Yomim, if you remember, why did the Gemara reject the first drasha? Not because there was anything wrong about it, but just because it was already used. In which case, what are we looking for? What would be the ideal thing to look for? The exact same words, but one that's not used. And that's exactly what the Gemara does. Maybe even you could ask, why did, and this is, I'm not sure if this is true, maybe the cheesy thing, why did the Gemara prefer the first pasuk more than the second pasuk? So there's all sorts of theories. That's just how they spoke in the Beit Medrash. They went through. Maybe they were trying to show, like, trial and error. Maybe they have to show you the wrong mahalach to eliminate it, to eventually get to the right mahalach. You're right, meaning why did the Gemara just bottom line it? Just be the maskan. So sometimes the Gemara never does, and that's the standard answer, but sometimes the Gemara probably does, but we just didn't realize it, like if it's left, you don't know what it left out. I was wondering, maybe the first pasuk is really a better pasuk, and that's why the Gemara chose it first, but just it couldn't use it. Why would it be better? Maybe because what? Exactly. In other words, Chag HaSukkos, Shivat Yomim, you prefer them to be immediately juxtaposed to each other, and that's why the Gemara threw out that idea first. Then the Gemara says, well, it's used, you can't use it, and therefore, okay, fine, if you can't use it, enoch inami, we'll at least use the next pasuk. I don't know if that's true. One more last one. If you notice, when the Gemara quotes from Sheshit, this is the most cheap, yeah, I don't know if it's true at all, but it's noteworthy. I don't know if it's true. This you probably won't like, but I'll throw it out anyway. When the Gemara says, the Gemara does this, you're going to attack this, and the Gemara does this a lot of times, and the answer is you're right, you have to look into every one of them. When the Gemara quotes Rav Sheshit, it says, Dam Rav Sheshit. It says, Mi Baile Leif Rav Sheshit. Dam Rav Sheshit Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Sometimes the Gemara says, Mi Baile Rav Sheshit Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Dam Rav Sheshit, Dam Rabbi Akiva. And sometimes it just says, Mi Baile Rav Sheshit. Dam Rav Sheshit Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Right? Here it's asymmetrical. You follow that? In other words, it says, we need it for Rav Sheshit. Rav Sheshit quotes Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't it say you need it for Rav Sheshit for Rabbi Akiva? The answer is, you need it for Rav Sheshit, who has two parts. One is Rabbi Akiva, one is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You didn't want to say, you need it for Rav Sheshit, don't be bothered with Rav Sheshit, don't Rabbi Akiva, because that would be limiting it only to Rabbi Akiva. The point is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Akiva aren't just saying the same thing, but they're actually two different, they complement each other. There's two parts that create the whole, and this is the better way of quoting it. Okay. 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 That's the first half of Mahalach number 3. Here comes the second half. Let's take around the question. Again, the reason, again, there are halakhic differences between all three Mahalachim. Mahalach number 1, which is Shita's Rashi, versus Mahalach number 2, what's the Nafka Mina? If you build a sukkah, tok shloshim yom dafka shelo lishma. The difference between Mahalach number, let's say, 1 and 3, or even probably 2 and 3, is if you build it for a woman, or if a woman builds a sukkah itself. Again, none of these are lemaisa if you don't hold the Beit Shammai. What would be the halakha over there? We'll see that maybe another nafka mina as well. We'll get to it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva focuses on the Shivat Yom. That's, you know, it's us or all Shivat Yom. But how do you know it's us? So the answer is Machag, us or so too Sukkah does it.
First of all,
why, if you think Joshua is from based on the fact that you have Titus as a hand, the only reason to reject one of them is to reject Joshua. Second of all, they've already made some rejection, he doesn't only reject one of them. The second of all, he only rejects half of them, he doesn't reject one of them, two of them.
We're in the second half?
In the second rejection.
Now, the second rejection also with Chag HaSukkos, Shivat Yamin, the point is you can make a sukkah any of these 7 days. Yeah. And your first question, I hear, again, you know, if it would have, I'm not sure, it could be maybe there'd be some, it could be we have both, so therefore we'll reject it on two levels, which is definitely, I think, at least better. And it could even be if half would remain behind. It could be there's enough to remain behind. The point is they still reject it this entire effort point. And therefore you vote, I think. Okay. Now, yeah, quickly. One, two, three. One.
Or, so what is the round? The round is fine. Why do you put the two parts of the puzzle together?
The Rav doesn't. Based upon the Rav's theory, in Hashem Chokha, I thought you could answer other questions. How the Rav would answer what we learned from, I don't know. The Haggis of the Shach or the Rav. My thought, based on the Rav, is that you could use both. What?
What is the Shema?
According to the Rav?
Yeah.
A Sukkah that is not made Hashem Chokha. In other words, the Rav will call 3A, will call me 3B, just to clarify. So you have 1, 2A, 3B, 3A, 3B.
So
the Chag Sukkah teaches me there has to be L'Shem Chag. How much of the Chag? Shivat Yamin.
But Shivat Yamin can be the same for every Kiva. For every...
Then Rav Sheshi says Shivat Yamin is Aser. The Sukkah is Aser like a Chag.
Why don't they show me both parts to say about Sukkah Yishan?
Because you have to make it L'Shem Chag. How much of the Chag, in other words, that's part number one, and how much of the Chag? All 7 days. And therefore, it can't be Sukkah Yishana, therefore, you can't make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. They all come under this drush of Chag HaSukkah and Shivat Yom. Chag HaSukkah teaches me the principle, and Shivat Yom tells me the time frame for that principle. And that's exactly what Rav Sheshi is disagreeing with. It's Usher for all 7 days. Usher, all 7 days.
What is Yishana more than this? The Shem Chag. Yishana is the Shem Chag, like just people judge from Chag HaSukkah. What is the Yishana and Shem Chag also have to do only 7 days.
In a chinam, Sukkah Yishana doesn't come from, in other words,
Sukkah Yishana has no connection with 7 days.
Okay. Sukkah Yishana, you're asking, well, a Sukkah Yishana is a Sukkah that's not built with Shem Chag. Building it with Shem Chag means building it for all 7 days of the Chag. Now, the pasuk of Chag, okay, this is, we start with the pasuk. The pasuk is Chag and Sukkah Shivat Yamin. It's supposed to build the Sukkah for all 7 days. It has to be L'Shem all 7 days. If it's not, if it's Yishan, it's not L'Shem anything. If it's not Chol HaMoed, it's not all 7 days. But there's one thing which is L'Shem all 7 days of Chag. That's what Chag is, 7 days. A Sukkah Yishan is not the L'Shem part. It's not L'Shem Chag, it's not L'Shem anything. Way too old, unless you had automatic L'Shem, which is the rest of the statement.
So you say that if it was made for more than 7 days, you assume that it's not L'Shem.
No, if it we want to know, does a person, if a person goes to the stop, if a person goes to the stop, does L'Shem Chag or not? The answer is 30 days. 30 days doesn't come from the Sukkah. That's like a base, that's a CUT type of sentence. They went out, they did the study, that's what they figured out. Yeah, quickly, so. Oh, what I call you, quickly.
You mentioned last time, but why is it similar to the human that we're using the CRT connection to the marbles, and it seems like there's a connection.
It sounds like they are.
It's connected.
They're actually
both.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly if Rabbi Kiman knew or if he was going to say the reverse. Rav Sheshi at least put them together in order to establish his din. And that's what the Gemara says, Mivoylele Rav Sheshi, because he's the one who put them together, he's the one who has the din, he's the one who uses both sukkim in a way that they shamai does, in a way that they say will need. Yeah, quickly.
What's the difference between 1 and 2?
Not between 1 and 2. If you make a sukkah daf with negative kavana, if you make a sukkah for women, or who would make the sukkah? Well, I'm actually, according to number 2, if a woman is making something for a woman, again,
negative
number two,
is because certainly if you're making it for a woman, which is not good enough to make it for the minimum, but certainly is better than making it negative for a woman.
I didn't know what you said, just as a passion one.
Number two is if
you make it for a woman, if you're
making it with negative number one, is good. You certainly making it for a woman should be good.
Well,
for a woman, it's so
if it's salvation theory, again, I'm not sure how glad this is. I think I have a third half meter coming up, which means it be better. But salvation is assuming, according to Beisham, if you make it for a woman, it's no good. That means according to one or according to two. I don't know if that's true. If you make it for a woman, it's still an Al-Shay mitzvah? Maybe. I don't know. That's his theory. I don't know if that's true. That's what he writes. If you look at the mission over here, I got to move on. I apologize. If you look at the Yerushalmi, you notice there's a small little difference in Girsa, which may or may not be relevant. Anyone notice the Yerushalmi Girsa? What does it say? He doesn't call it a sukkah, Yishan, it calls it sukkah? Ha-Yishan. Now the question is, that could be just be like, anytime you have machlokas here, so it could be some kind of scribal, technical, you know, somewhere along the line, the Chachmei HaMasorah made a statement through it an extra head. Although, it could be it reflects a different idea. Often different words reflect different ideas. Words are supposed to capture our ideas. What would the difference be between sukkah, Yishan versus sukkah, Ha-Yishan? What would the difference be? What's the difference between Sukkah Yishan versus Sukkah Ha-Yishan? What do you mean? That it has Sukkah Yishan. What? Why?
This one here.
So that it has Sukkah from Yishan.
Or this one here. Ha-Yishan of comments here.
I think you're on the right track. I'm going to try to sharpen a little bit. If you like what I say, you'll probably have to do it. You can't dial it more if you think I'm differently. I would have said as follows. Sukkah, Yishana is a halachic category. It's a title call. It's a title to it. Sukkah, Ha-Yishana is just a description of a random sukkah. Sukkah Ha-Yishana is a particular sukkah call. A sukkah Ha-Yishana, a sukkah has, in other words, Sukkah Yishana is a halachic category called Sukkah Yishana. There's a category to it. According to the Shammai, there may not be any category. There's nothing special about this. It just happens to be an old Sukkah. Sukkah Yishana is part of the quote, Sukkah Ha-Yishana, the description of the Sukkah. Would you agree to that or no, Steve? We'll talk about it more after. I think this is correct. And I thought maybe it would reflect, potentially, our Hakira a little bit. Meaning, according to the salvation theory, Sukkah Yishana is a brand new thing called an old Sukkah which is automatically has no L'shem Chag. If you don't have such a category, it's just a classic. It's a Sukkah that happens to be old. If it happens to be old, Mamela, probably there was no L'shem Mitzvah there. Let me sharpen that a little bit. We'll get back. I should have built this later on. I swept the shit wrong. Let me take a step back. I'd like to suggest to you that maybe the Yerushalmi agrees with Rashi. I think the Yerushalmi agrees with Rashi. For starters, according to the Yerushalmi, how does Beis Shammai know his according to Bavli, how does Beis Shammai know his din? So there's that gossip. According to the Yerushalmi, how does Beis Shammai know his din? There's no psukim at all. The Bnei Yeshua said, Mistamet Tisvara. There are Achronim on the Yerushalmi, who always make the Yerushalmi like the Bible. For example, the Karban Hedon says, the Stamma is there because of both of them. The Bnei Moshe think they both do it. The Bnei Moshe certainly. And the Karban Hedon as well. They both. And they say the Bible, the Yerushalmi agrees with the Bible, and has there because of both. So it just didn't mention it. Okay. You could say that. You can see what triggered the Karban Hedon and the Bnei Moshe, who said the question on the Yerushalmi. But there's a good chance that Bnei Yeshua is right, which is why doesn't the Bavli quote the Psukim? Not just because technically they forgot them and left them out, but the stomach they agreed to them, but rather what? They don't hold the thing. The stomach is a svara there. Which of these two possibilities would require a svara, and which would require a zera sakata? What? No? If it's a huge, exactly, this is the way I'd like to learn the Bavli, this is the way I'd like to learn the Yerushalmi. Why? Because If there's a brand new chiddush called L'shem Chag, which doesn't exist by any other mitzvah, you'd ask me, Rabbi Horn, how do you know it's true? And the answer is, there's a special Deres HaKasim. Exactly. However, if it's the standard L'shem mitzvah by Kol HaTorah Kula, then you want to know what you can argue? You don't need a pasuk to teach me that the standard L'shem mitzvah applies over to. So it's by Kol HaTorah Kula. Hang on one second. If this is correct, I'd like to sharpen it a little bit. According to the Yerushalmi, it's L'shem mitzvah. You know what the Yerushalmi does? What's the first thing the Yerushalmi does after it tells you to be mechavet bodover? I guess what's the second thing the Yerushalmi does? It extends it over to matzah. Would the Bible extend it to matzah? Presumably not. According to the Yerushalmi, there's a major nafkamina. You can carry it over to matzah. Why? Because just like there's a mitzvah, L'shem sukkah requires L'shem mitzvah, presumably other mitzvahs, like matzah, would require L'shem mitzvah as well. Maybe even other mitzvahs. But according to the Bavli, it's lo yala aladas to carry this over to anywhere else. It's a special din dafka for sukkah. And therefore, A, I understand why the Yerushalmi doesn't quote sukkah, why the Bavli does. B, I understand why the Yerushalmi, what? Connects it to matzah while the Bavli doesn't.
No, so they have a Bavli.
You know what's that? Yeah, next. If I'm right, what else works out nicely according to the
this is
all
the Bavli.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold on that one second. Hold on, maybe everyone will come up and work on one or two more things. We had a beautiful Mahalik, if you remember, but Salvechik Mahalik, either whether it's A or B, my house built on something different right now. We had a whole cash, the rinse of cash on Kabbai from Rebbe Eliezer. Remember that? How does Rebbe Eliezer learn out these Deres HaKasim that Chol HaMoed? So according to him, if my Mahalik is correct, based on Salvechik, so really what's the answer? Both Rebbe Eliezer and Beis Shammai learn that you need both Lashma. I'm sorry, to be Shana, as well as Kol HaMoed Bet from this Gezeres HaKasov. My theory is the Yerushalmi disagrees. Can anyone bring me a ride that maybe the Yerushalmi would disagree? Maybe? Yeah. That according to the Yerushalmi, there's no such concept as L'shem HaChag, that there's no such thing as Chag HaSukkah Shivakim. The whole drasha doesn't exist according to the Yerushalmi. A, they don't quote it. But what else could you argue? Who's here with me here? Well, she with me? Yeah? Okay. So are you with me so far? Are you following? Sure, are you with me? Following? Wynn, you with me? Yeah? According to Rabbi Eliezer, why is this book on Kol HaMoed not allowed according to the Bavli? It's that with Deres HaKasim, Chag HaSukkah, Shivat Yamin. If my theory is correct that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold in his drasha, doesn't hold in his din, what question could one ask according to Rebbe Eliezer? Why can't you make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? And what does the Yerushalmi say? It's a knack. The Yerushalmi says that on the sugya, the second paragraph, Yifei 9 quotes it over here. That Chorek Lishikaso, the Yerushalmi, which rejects this din, and therefore is going to learn something Yishara to be, L'shem Mitzvah, both to L'shem Chag, is also going to have to look for a new source for Rebbe Eliezer, who doesn't allow you to hold a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. What is that source? It can't be a Deres HaKasim. It doesn't hold a such a drasha. Ella, what is it? It's a knack. If you didn't build a sukkah, you were ill prepared, you were irresponsible, you were negligent. I never stuck it, so you can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. But it's not a din d'oraisa based upon a custom like the Bavli learns it. L'chora, that machlokas, Yerushalmi and Bavli goes L'shitaso as well. Let me get back to that hey drasha. I think it even reflects itself in the Sukkah Yishana versus Sukkah Hayishana. And I cut myself off because I wasn't ready for it. Now that I think hopefully you're convinced that this machlokas, whether salvation slash me versus Rashi, may actually be the Bavli versus the Yerushalmi, whether it's L'shem Minta versus L'shem Achav, based upon whether they quoted Drushas versus not, based on whether they carried over to Matzah or not, based upon what the source for Rebbe Lezer is in the second character or not, they, one can even also say Sukhi Yishan versus Sukhi Haisha. According to the Babli, it's Sukhi Yishan. What does that reflect? Well, yeah, there's a principle called the Sukkah HaYishana, which means you have to make a Sukkah L'Shem Bechad. There is such a halachic category because, based on Sukkah, hold on to the position of Mahalakha, according to the Yishana, there's no such category. There's no such thing as a Sukkah HaYishana. There is a Sukkah that happens to be Yishana. The Hay means the word Yishana is describing Sukkah. It's Sukkah at all. Sukkah Yishan is a category. Sukkah HaYishan is a Sukkah that is old. What is the halachic category? The halachic din based upon Sukkah. The Yishan is just Sukkah HaYishan because it's just a Sukkah that happens to be old. It happens to be old in the summer. There's no L'Shem Yitzchak. One more last little nafkamina. Just to finish this up. Again, the hay is not convincing, but I think it's helpful. Bechor, maybe there's one more nafkamina between this new theory that Rabbi Soloveitchik developed that I piggybacked on versus, let's say, Rashi, or the way I'm learning the Yerushalmi. If you read the Mishnah, we had left over a phrase, afilu mitchilas hashana k'sheira, we weren't sure what that meant. We said there was this phrase of afilu, there we got a question, tomorrow we'll have an eraser, what's that? Afilu mitchilas hashana. So, what was the first question we asked? What does this mean? And we brought it down to two possibilities. One was lav dafka. What does that mean? It means a long time ago, as long as you want. It doesn't mean brand new. Who had learned the Gemara that way? Let me hear it. Alternatively, you could learn it. That's dafka, tchilas hashan. What would dafka mean? Maybe chag l'chag. Someone has thrown out the possibility, which most maybe means Rosh Hashanah of the previous year, which really is tchilas hashanah. In other words, a year and 15 days ago. I don't know. What's some chag l'chag? Maybe it's the full Rosh Hashanah of Shav. I don't know. What would be behind this machlokes? What would be, lav dafka, you can use it forever, or no, it requires a brand new year, every year, brand new year. Why would one learn one way, why would one learn the other way? What's behind this machlokes over here? Why should, if I made it with Shem Chag, whether it's Pom Shloshim Yom or before Shloshim Yom, why should that expire and for next year I need a new one? Versus it should last forever. According to the Meiri, my Kavanah, my Lishma lasts for ever. Right? Lashon Afilu Mishana Lashon. According to the way the Mishnah Brura learns the Magen Avraham, and the Chayei Adam learns this way, and many other Achronim, no, you don't have eternity. You only have until the next year. Every year you gotta either be Mechadish Bodav, or build a new Sukkah, or a new Lishma, something. Why should my Lishma last eternally? And why should it be restricted to only the upcoming Chag? What do you want to say, Arya?
Why
would guess it's limited now?
Well, because then, maybe the Chag is closed, but you can't go too far.
Maybe. I'm going to sharpen a little bit. Yeah, Dave, you want to say? Yeah, talk it out.
I want to go
only one way. Sandy, what do you want to say?
Instead
of the same Chag, then every year we have a new Chag, that's the same Mitzvah. Excellent. Well, I think that is correct. If it's L'Shem Mitzvah, so when you make tzitzis, does your L'Shem Mitzvah ever wear out? Once you make L'Shem Mitzvah, it's kosher for the whole eternity. If you make tefillin L'Shem Mitzvah, it's tefillin. They last how long? As long as they're kosher, it's tefillin. When things are done L'Shem Mitzvah, what do you have to do? But L'Shma lasts eternity. That very well be what triggered the Meiri to say what he does. That is, lav dafka. Because textually you wouldn't want to say lav dafka. Rather, it's the svara that causes it to do so. The fact that it's L'Shem Mitzvah. However, if it's not a shame, it's a bit of a shame. God, perhaps, I wouldn't necessarily try, at least be open to the possibility that every year you have to make it l'shem chag because it's a new chag. If that's correct, if you look in the Meiri, which gearsman do you want the Meiri to have? Sukkah Yeshana or Sukkah Hayeshana? Hayeshana. What does the Meiri have? Hayeshana. One more last conclusion, and I'll take questions. I know I'm pushing you guys off a lot of topics. One more last conclusion. If my theory is correct, that really this is a that at least according to the Tao Matrix Mahal, with the Machlok Tabavi and Yerushalmi, people along these lines, like Rashi, who believe it's the Shame Mitzvah, therefore, I open the third path to Nafi, and that's just whether my salvation is to Nafi, that is whether I be naked for a woman, or whether or not a woman makes this stuff. But the third Nafi would even be, does the Lishma wear out? If it's class L'shem Mitzvah, it would never wear out. If it's L'shem Chav, there's more room to say it wears out. If my theory is correct, that if you accept this Kiddush of the Rav, then the Bavli and Yerushalmi would disagree. If you don't learn like the Rav, you learn like Rashi, you'd be more inclined to believe that what? The Yerushalmi and the Bavli are agreed. Meaning, my Kiddush is that, mine and the Rav Kiddush, my point, because I hit it on more than the Rav, but you know, at the end of the day, the Rav Kiddush. If you take Mahalach number 3, that it's L'shem Chag, and it's against the Yerushalmi, you learn it's L'shem Mitzvah. However, if you take Mahalach number 1, that the Bavli believes that it's also L'shem Mitzvah, then the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are more likely to agree with Hinshita's Beishamah. So far, so good? Yeah? Take a look at this video, Rebbeinu Chananel. I think the Rebbeinu Chananel supports this theory. We'll read this Rebbeinu Chananel, and then we'll see what that takes us. I want to answer questions. You ready? Who wants to read Rebbeinu Chananel? Win. Go ahead. Pisco, go ahead. You see that?
Pisco. Pisco, so the Yerushalayim, make time for the Vehil
HaLashim. Good, louder. Continue.
The Shalom HaTzavu HaRav HaShem Tzavah Shalom HaTzavah 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 My time is in Shanghai.
What is the Rebbeinu Chananel do? Any comments about the Rebbeinu Chananel? Any observations? What? Number one is the Bavli the Rebbeinu Chananel accepts what? Both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. What else? The same Shikas on Mitzvah. It could be the reason why the Rebbeinu Chananel has no problem accepting the Bavli. I'm sorry, and Yerushalmi to be together. He interprets the Bavli with the Yerushalmi as if there's no difference, although he's quoting a different line from Yerushalmi, given. Nonetheless, he synthesized the Bavli and Yerushalmi together, potentially because it's L'shem Mitzvah, not L'shem Sukkah. And therefore, just to summarize what we have in Shita Beishamai, I'll answer questions, Mamish, in a minute. When I say in a minute, you can see it means when I'm done. That's the code word, what a minute means. It doesn't mean 60 seconds. Can I have you? Not much time, 45 minutes already. Why did they Shammai Kassel Asukah Yeshana according to Rashi? Because it lacks the standard classic Rashi and Rebbeinu Chananel for that matter. The standard classic L'shem Mitzvah that most other mitzvahs need. Mahalach number 2, is it something unique about Yeshana but somehow different from Lishma? Mahalach number 3, is Asukah Yeshana is there because it's not automatically prepared for the Chag. It's not designated, or focused, or designed for the Chag. Not that it's a Lishma of classic Lishma, because why then would you bring a Sukkah Yeshana as an example? Lishma would be the best example of it. Rather, Sukkah Yeshana reflects the fact that the Sukkah has been designed for the Chag itself, not classic Mitzvah. That's from a salvation theory. It answers many, many textual problems. Why do you call it a Sukkah Yeshana? It answers why it's B'tchilas Hashana according to the not the Meiri Mahalach. It answers why the Pesukim are found in the context of Sukkot and not Sukkah. It answers the Lashon of the Gemara L'shem Chag opposed to L'shem Mitzvah. It answers why Rav Sheshet requires both drushes, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. It explains, not a Kasha, but explains why by chance the Pesuk quoted from Chag HaSukkot not Chagasit, and Shivas Yom. It explains why Beis Shammai and Rebbe Lez are not two different people. It explains all the differences between the Yerushalmi and the Bava. At the end of the day, it's tough for me not to get excited. I should do it with more anava than I'm doing it with, because at the end of the day, it's slightly different from Rashi, although it's based upon another salvation. I feel like I'm standing on someone's shoulders. But I like this mahalach, although, again, it's important to realize there are three mahalachim suggesting the Beis Shammai. That's the brisker side to me. The more textual side to me is pointing out that the third one, I think, solves every textual problem along with the Gemara, which I think shows a lot of importance. If the Gemara really had this theory in mind, it would be written exactly the way it is. That's what I like about the third mahalach. Questions, comments, thoughts? Otherwise, we're going to get into Beis Hillel. Yeah. If what? Well, Hayishan, it's not calling it a sukkah Yishan. No, it's just, in other words, it's saying a sukkah that is old probably wasn't done lishma. Why does it say sukkah shalom lishma? And achinam. You're right. You're right. If that's the case, meaning. The truth is, the real question is, why give it a term called Sukkah Yishan? And the answer is, you don't, according to the Yerushalmi. Still, you should have called it Sukkah Shein L'Shma, and a Pinami. You're right. Listen, at the end of the day, again, I hear, it could be the answer out. I'm sure if the Amorayim and the Yerushalmi were alive, they'd come in here and wipe the floor with me. And by the way, I think that's even true about Rashi. If Rashi were alive, they'd come in here. With, you know, I was listening to the whole famous thing about the Amorim coming in and thrown in. You could get it on my iPad, that was a few days ago. A little bit of chizik. The old man walks into Shir, and can he connect? Can there be dialect between the Rav and the boy? And an older man walks in, and it's my grandfather, it's a Chaim Brisker. And then the Shach walks in, and it's like they're all fighting in the Shir. So I feel fully confident that if Rashi would walk in here tomorrow, today, he'd wipe the floor with my mahalach, and he'd prove, and we'd all walk out thinking his is the best, even though right now, I'm someone inclined to my own. I stand fully aware that I'm not as good at Rashi and learning. I stand fully aware that all these insights I found in the Gemara, beyond my preliminary read, and I think I did a good job, I really do. I stand fully aware that if Rashi would walk in and wipe the floor with me, and probably with my salvation as well, and he'd show us the way he read the Gemara, we'd all be blown away with more insight than even than we saw. Well, what can I do? You're saying Rashi's dead for 800 years. The best I can do is understand the Gemara the best I possibly can. And therefore, I try my best to understand all the shittos, Rashi, even the middle shittos, which I didn't develop, as well as the mahalach, which I think, again, you know, there's always the bench of attention of the briskers. On one hand, I believe you should find mahalach, find truth in every single rishon, and I subscribe to that. And on the other hand, the rishonim themselves, who thought each other was wrong. So I'm not suggesting anyone's wrong, Chas v'Shalom. I am suggesting that the way I see the Gemara, and again, because of Bikatnusi, every single kasha that I felt in the Gemara was a textual problem. Mahalach number 3 answered, that's why I like it a lot. But I also am fully aware and humble enough to recognize that Rashi repeated what the floor is. This Mahalach can come along and defend his own. Okay. Let's just, before I take around the question, is what's that? Wesley, how'd you do this? Follow?
Good.
Call me here. You like it? That makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Shall we have it? Nice to you, yeah?
I'm
hanging around the very day. Good for you. Adam would be proud. Okay. Well, this is Chazar. I should figure that again. Okay, who had questions? Lee, you had a question? Yeah. Oh, great question. I think the answer is, the Yerushalmi is extending Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel to Matzah. It's the Lishma of Beis Shammai, which is Lashem Mitzvah. The Bavli would have never extended you Beis Shammai Lashem to any other mitzvah because it's Dafka by Sukkah. What the Bavli does is ask not from Beis Shammai, but from Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, which is Lashem Mitzvah of Kol Tarkula. In other words, the Bavli is aware of two different dimensions. The Yerushalmi is aware of one. The Bavli first has a whole discussion. Beis Shammai has this huge chiddush of L'shem Hachad, and uses the word L'shem Hachad, and the Gemara discusses it, finds a source, and concludes at first glance, and this we'll discuss next tomorrow, that Beis Hillel rejects the whole thing in its entirety. Then it says, okay, maybe they still reject L'shem Chag, but does he reject L'shem Mitzvah, like by Tzitzit and by Kol Tarkula? And the answer is, presumably he rejects both. That's the simplest read of the Tzitzit. Now, there are many Rishonim who can disagree with Beis Hillel, and therefore, we're going to have to explain them as well, even though, according to the Mahalakai, I developed the house number 3, I like best. Nonetheless, Beis Hillel would have rejected everything. What's the question? Yeah, what else?
Yeah,
what are you saying?
It seems like
a question. According to the Seira, I don't think so. It's the drush is from Chag. No, it's just like. The fact that Rashi has my mind is great. But, no, I'm saying.
Sure.
Well, it could be, even the word, maybe, I'm actually thinking that there's more. Maybe the Lashem somehow is linked to Chag, and the point is. I'm not sure. It could just be the fact that Chag is Lashem, even beyond the word Lashem here, maybe, although that is a big coincidence. It'd be a big coincidence. Or it could be somehow Lashem may even be needed to teach me that the Chag has Sukkah. In other words, I'll say this way, that the Sukkah has to be. You want to know what? Let me do it like this. Let me end shiur right now. I'll discuss the effort. I want guys to walk down and get to the what's it called? The Limud Yomi stuff on time. I'm going to end shiur now. It's 6 to 2 seconds. We'll answer the question. We'll talk about as much as we can. Everyone should have a good day. Mr. Moshe.